Thanks, Mohan. I mean, I think I saw you back in April of 2004. We had a session together for our Quit Smoking program. So just tell me a little bit about what was it like before our session as a smoker?
Sorry, what was my situation?
Yeah, what was it like before you came to see me as a smoker? So how many were you smoking per day?
I was smoking around, not a pack, maybe, I was smoking around 10 cigarettes a day, and it was a habit that I wanted to get rid of, but I couldn't.
Right.
And every now and then I will quit for 3 days or a week, and then I get back to it. And then, yeah, it was very frustrating for me. Personally, it was very challenging, and then I had a baby, and then I didn't want to set a bad example for my kids as well when they see me smoking, and I used to have a lot of troubles with my wife as well because she used to see me smoking.
Okay.
And I used to all the time hide and smoke here and there.
Right, so it's really awkward for you.
It was a very frustrating habit for me which I couldn't get rid of. It was like something that you don't want to do but you still keep doing it but don't know how to. Yeah, that's when I heard about hypnotherapy and came over to see you.
Okay, so before you came to see me, had you tried any other techniques to quit? And if so, what were they and how did you go?
So before I saw you, I tried everything, like on my own, using my willpower, which lasts for maybe 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
And used the nicotine strips and Campix tablets and you name it. I used everything, but yeah, none of them worked as a long-term relief.
Okay, and so then you came to see me in April of last year. So how easy did you find the session?
Very easy, very easy. So the session itself lasted 1.5 hours, I think. And then, yeah, it felt like it was only 20 minutes when I was in trance. But, yeah, just before I came into the session, I still had a pack of cigarettes. I mean, pack of cigarettes with me. And I smoked a cigarette before entering your session as well. And then once I went back, I just threw the packet in the bin.
Fantastic.
That's how it was, and then I never touched a cigarette since then.
So that was the end of it.
Before that, yeah, it was quite hard.
Okay, so before you saw me, so how much roughly were you spending on cigarettes? Do you think, per week?
Roughly spending around $20 a week. I think more.
Right. So it's about.
I don't even remember how many I was smoking back then.
Okay.
So, out of touch for me now, but I can just take another think of it. I was doing
because you were smoking about 10 or so cigarettes, you were saying, per day, weren't you, back then?
It will be, roughly, I would be spending around $200 to $300 a month, easy.
Right. And that was, what, about 18 months ago now, wasn't it? Or, sorry, 16 months ago now, wasn't it?
Exactly.
So you saved yourself quite a bit of money in the meantime, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
So I suppose, go on.
Yeah, that's what, if you go back and think about how much money I used to spend on smoking and how much, I've saved till now, that's what I started going to the gym back again, and then I started using those on supplements and things like that.
Fantastic.
So I started doing things which I, before I couldn't kind of afford to or spend money on.
Right.
So I got that extra bit of cash which I can use on fitness supplements.
Fantastic.
And gym membership and swimming pool membership and things like that.
Okay, so look, apart from the money that you've saved, which is pretty substantial, how has it been? Have you felt sort of health wise?
It's another bonus. Like, I can think of it. Just by talking to you now, I can tell you about 100 different things that have happened to me.
Okay.
The health part of it is very, very crucial for me because I have allergic asthma, so I'm allergic to certain things, and I usually get these asthma bouts. When I was smoking, it used to be every day.
Gee.
Like every day I used to I smoke in the morning and then by the night time I'll be wheezing and I'll be still smoking. It was kind of a very, very bad habit. Now,
gee.
Since then, my health is like, I don't even sometimes I used to get asthma when I used to do the workout.
Yeah.
I don't even get that asthma doing exercises nowadays. I don't know if it's completely related to that, but I surely believe it might be.
Right. Okay, so your health's improved big time since you've stopped smoking then?
Exactly.
Right. Okay, and I suppose the last question, Mohan, look, you know, if others were considering the program, would you highly recommend it to others who are wanting to quit and were struggling to do so?
Yes, of course. I have already recommended it to so many people, and I have given your number as well. But again, some people are ready to do that, and some people are not. And then, yeah, but I definitely recommend it to so many people, because whenever they see me, whenever we go for a party or something,
okay,
we have a get-together. That is a common occurrence that when we start drinking, we want to have a smoke.
Yep.
Ex-smoker, I can say that.
Okay.
But since this program, I never smoke. But whenever people, when we get together, they keep asking me, and every now and then they say, you want to go for a smoke? I said, no. I said, what have you done, man? Can you just tell us how to do it? And then I tell them that this is how it happens, and this is how you do it.
Fantastic.
Some people are ready, and some people are not.
Yep.
And, yes, that's how it is.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your comments there, Mohan. It's been a pleasure to talk to you after now 16 months seeing you from last year.
Yeah, no, that's pleasure of mine. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Mohan.